Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
All right. I think we can all agree that pornography is wrong, both its production and its consumption. Is it a big problem among men? Yeah, that's pretty certain. Is it a big problem for society? Yes. Is it a problem that pervades even our churches? Of course. Certainly it does. No doubt about it. What about a church setting aside a Sunday, a big Sunday, a Sunday that usually is set aside for the biggest event you hold every year in your church, perhaps with the exception of Christmas or Easter, Super Bowl Sunday? Churches give away cars on Super Bowl Sunday. Some of them give away fleets of cars on Super Bowl Sunday. Churches have all sorts of things geared toward men in sports on Super Bowl Sunday. They have football Sundays. They'll call in the men. They'll put up a big screen so that everyone can watch the Super Bowl. Don't even have to worry about not making it home. They want everybody there all day long. They turn it into a regular event. Some churches have decided to do Porn Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday this coming Sunday. I want to know what you think about it. We're going to hear from MSNBC, the story, and then I want your reaction, your questions, and your comments. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Now, you can react, questions, and comments via our Facebook fan page in real time, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, an email right here in the studio, again, in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, or, as always, give us a call right here on the line. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. I want to know what you think about Porn Sunday. I want to hear from both men and women on this subject. Porn Sunday, we'll hear the story. 877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. MSNBC recently talked about Porn Sunday. Let's listen to this segment, and then we'll get your reaction.
Hey, Super Bowl Sunday is now Porn Sunday. Oh, yeah, that grabbed your attention, didn't it? Hundreds of churches think porn grabs way too much attention. And so they've organized this Porn Sunday, where ministers will give sermons about why porn is so bad for society. And even some NFL players will be featured in videos urging churchgoers on Sunday to eschew porn. The preachers point to these figures. The porn industry is a $13 billion a year business in the United States, more than professional football, baseball, and basketball leagues combined. It accounts for 23% of online retail sales. Stephen Curlin is pastor at Presence Church in Addison, near Dallas, Texas. And Craig Gross is the founder of XXXChurch.com. He's leading the event here. So let me ask you, why Super Bowl Sunday here? Why not just any given Sunday, Craig?
Well, the idea was, I mean, all attention is obviously on football this Sunday. And with some relationships that we have with some of these players, I just kind of thought, well, there's not a better day and a better event to talk about this issue. It's an issue that's very hard to talk about in church. It's the elephant in the pew. But we thought using kind of the game and some of these players, hey, if you were ever thinking about talking about porn, well, now would be the day.
You know, Pastor Curlin, I grew up the daughter of a Baptist preacher. I spent a lot of time in Baptist churches. I never once that I can recall, I never heard my father mention pornography in church. I mean, is this a new approach, a new era?
We'll get his answer there in just a minute. I want your reaction to Porn Sunday. What do you think of the title, Porn Sunday? I mean, they chose this title themselves. MSNBC isn't calling it that. That's what it is actually being called by these two churches, XXX Church and then a church in, I think it's Addison, Texas. Of course, Dallas, a nearby city, is hosting the Super Bowl. This is going to be a big Sunday, and Super Bowl Sunday is always a big Sunday. A lot of churches have tried to capitalize on Super Bowl Sunday and the presence or absence of men in church on that Sunday. What do you think of that title, Porn Sunday? Is it misleading? Is it just downright confusing? I mean, if you took it simply at its simple face value, if you're driving down the street and you see a place that says porn shop, that means they sell porn. You see a sign that says Porn Sunday, the natural conclusion would be there's something pornographic going on Sunday. But apparently it's anti-porn Sunday, even though they do say Porn Sunday. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, or send us an email right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of February. Talkback@issuesetc.org.
You know, I grew up in, you know, some church experience more limited than it sounds like you did. And I never heard the word porn in churches. But the reality is porn is, you know, not a new problem, but a growing problem. It's something that has, with the internet and with phones, the access to it has grown so much in our current culture that it's something that we not only need to talk about, but we have to talk about because it's affecting people within and outside the church.
All right, well then let me play devil's advocate here and defend pornography. There are sex therapists who say, look, for some couples, pornography can be a way to find a new connection with each other. I mean, why is it the job of the church to get up and educate people about the dangers of pornography?
I think you'll find just as many sex therapists that actually say, don't use porn in your relationship. If you're having trouble in your marriage, I don't think porn is going to be a helpful tool. And I think the reason why the church should talk about this, you know, society is talking about this. We're going to talk about the GoDaddy commercial for probably weeks. We're going to see all the sexual references that are made throughout the Super Bowl, the lingerie ball, all that stuff that's happening. So to me, the church should talk about this issue.
People who choose to go to church on Super Bowl Sunday, are these really the people who need this message? I mean, you really think your churchgoers are engaging in porn?
Okay, we'll get the answer to that question in just a moment. It's interesting. He said the church should be talking about this. Why? Did you hear what he said? The church should be talking about this because he said the culture, the world is talking about this. It's an interesting reason. I mean, does it work that if the world weren't talking about porn, the church would have no business talking about it? I mean, is there a better reason for the church to talk about it than, boy, everybody's talking about porn? Suddenly, that makes it relevant. Is that how it works? Or is there a word that the church can speak about pornography and really all other sins, regardless of whether or not the world's talking about it, regardless of whether or not it's a societal problem? I want your thoughts on Porn Sunday, a little bit more from MSNBC, then 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesETC. Of course, the question she's posed, is this a problem for your church members?
You know, the statistics don't lie, and it's, you know, the churchgoers, they're people just like people outside the church, and they face the same society and culture that everyone faces, a society where so much is sexualized. I think if you reduce pornography to an online, you know, experience, you really reduce it to something and try to put it in the corner. But I mean, this has crept into our commercials, it's crept into our mainstream media, it's crept into movies, and so, you know, it's much bigger.
Yeah.
Of an issue than just something we find online that someone's doing in secret.
Stephen Curlin, Craig Gross, gentlemen, it's an awkward position to be in, to be advocating porn, but I just, you know, trying to make the conversation interesting. I hope my grandparents aren't watching
today. Yeah, absolutely.
Today. Yeah.
Hey, if you can't find a church on Sunday, you can go to pornsunday.com all throughout the day Sunday and watch this. It's about a 40-minute message with five guys, John Kitna, Matt Hasselbeck, Ryan Pickett of the Green Bay Packers,
okay,
and some others.
Okay, so and that way you can actually stay in your pajamas while you're attending church, so to speak. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Appreciate that. Good luck with Sunday.
Hey, thanks.
All right, that's the story from MSNBC. I want to hear from you. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of February. What do you think of Porn Sunday? What do you think of the title of the program, Porn Sunday? They got a website with the same name. What do you think about the rationale for discussing porn on Super Bowl Sunday because it's an all-man Sunday? The rationale, the church should talk about it because the culture is talking about it. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. It's Issues Etc. Audio Open Lines. Porn Sunday is the topic. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Andrew is listening in New York. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Pastor Wilkins. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that it's an interesting scheme to have it on Super Bowl Sunday, kind of a way to draw people's attention. But really, you should be preaching the full counsel of God in and out of season. And what I found interesting, the last clip you just played, where she said, "Oh, I can go to church in my pajamas." Well, I think that right there is the very problem, that people aren't going to church any Sunday, and let alone Super Bowl Sunday. So I think it's well intended. It's definitely a problem within and without the church. But the bottom line is that they should be bringing, these women should be bringing their husbands to church every Sunday, and two, it's not just a problem for men who like to watch football. It's a problem for men who don't like to watch football. It's a problem for women, too. Like you were talking about earlier, or someone was, that people try to use to stimulate their marriage. And I've met many people who try to do that, and it's something that needs to be addressed on both sides and every Sunday, or more often than just once a year, I would say.
Andrew, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in New York. What about the rest of you? Porn Sunday, what's your reaction? A couple churches down in Dallas taking the opportunity of Super Bowl Sunday with all its notoriety. They got a video with a couple NFL players, I believe, there. And one of them, actually, one NFL quarterback, talking about the danger of porn, the problem of porn. It is presented as a problem. Is it presented as sin? It's presented as a danger. Is it presented as disobedience? See, if it's just a problem, there's always a solution. If it's just a danger, then you can avoid it. But if it's sin, you need a savior. We'll be right back.
Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Issues, etc. is listener supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu.
Hold on to me. Be my fantasy girl. Don't set me free.
Welcome back. We're talking about Porn Sunday coming up this Sunday, along with Super Bowl Sunday, a couple churches down in the Dallas area. Dallas, of course, is hosting the Super Bowl in their It has to be seen to be believed, the size of this stadium. Big event in churches, too. For about a decade now, churches have latched on to the idea that Super Bowl Sunday is the time to do the big giveaway or the big PR stunt, whatever it may be. And so Porn Sunday was inevitable, wasn't it? Down there in Dallas, they're doing Porn Sunday at two churches. One of them is actually called Triple X Church, which is an interesting name for a church. Maybe they do all porn every Sunday. I don't know. I want to know what you think about it. 1-877-623-6943. Audio open lines, issues, etc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, there for your questions and comments and reactions, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or just send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Lori in Iowa writes this: what a better time to hit men/all worshipers with the issue of all sin. We are all sinners in need of a Savior and the blessed hope of the gospel, Lori says from Iowa. Lori, thanks for listening there in Iowa. The question is, and I think you're right, if this were the opportunity that should be taken every Sunday, don't you think, to address this, the sin of all worshipers all the time with the answer of the gospel and the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ, all in favor of that, the question is that what's going to happen, or are they singling out a sin? I mean, if they're doing Porn Sunday, they're going to be talking about porn, and maybe they'll include the women in there. But think, there's going to be a guy sitting in one of these churches who maybe he doesn't even have the internet. Maybe he doesn't watch television, and he doesn't go out and buy the magazines that used to come in the brown paper wrapper. He's innocent. I mean, that's not his sin. Maybe he's not tempted in that direction. He's just going to have to sit by and watch the rest of the men squirm. And he might walk away saying, well, you know, this Sunday I'm off the hook. It wasn't my sin this Sunday. It was their sin this Sunday. What about that guy? The dangers of singling out a solitary sin or a class of people who commit a certain kind of sin on a Sunday. So if it is for the preaching of the gospel, for all sin, well, then I wouldn't be calling it Porn Sunday. I think I'd just be calling that Sunday. At least the church where I attend, they just call that Sunday. Porn and all your rest of your sins, they're all welcome. Brant in Alaska says, it seems that my mail and email gets filled with more and more suggestions about a special Sunday, LWML, Lutheran Hour, Seminary, Military, etc. To go along with the historic feasts of the calendar, Zion Lutheran has the traditional preach the lectionary Sunday every week. If a special Sunday is proposed and the text cannot speak to it without performing a lot of twisting and forcing, I don't want it in this church. My two cents, that's for being so cool. Well, thank you very much, Brant, and thanks for listening in Alaska. From Alaska to Delaware via Facebook, Jeremy says, this is the culture we're serving in. Perhaps the real pornographic message on Sunday is, you're a sinner. Here's what God has done about it. And that should scandalize a few folk. Jeremy, you're absolutely right. Thanks for listening in Delaware. Remember, the pastor said the reason that the church should be talking about this is because the culture is talking about it. The relevance is determined by the culture's level of conversation in these churches. If the culture's talking about it, that means then it's relevant enough for the church to talk about. But the church has another source of information, another source, another impetus for talking about these subjects, even if the culture isn't talking about it. I mean, what if porn were not a big cultural phenomenon? What if it were not a cultural problem? What if the culture weren't talking about it? What if it didn't pervade our society? Should the church still be talking about it, or would it be irrelevant? 877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Patrick says, it's a unique approach to tackling the issue, however. I'm unsure as to how I feel about them using the church approach for what sounds more like a weekday morning talk show format. That's true. I mean, it's going to be men discussing porn, the evils of porn. Ariel in Texas says, this might be better reserved for an afternoon, evening group Bible study or something instead of Porn Sunday. P.S. actually anti-porn Sunday, but now they've got our attention. I did ask you what you think about the title, and I'm sure that if they would have said anti-porn Sunday, it would not have got the attention, so they'll just call it Porn Sunday. Anyway, the church likes to be cute this way, especially these churches that do the big events. They like to be cute. And so they'll say Porn Sunday, tee-hee-hee, and oh yes, we really mean anti-porn Sunday. Ariel in Texas, oh, I read Ariel, thank you very much for listening in Texas. Dennis in Michigan says, so long as these churches do not preach this topic as works righteousness or you can do it too, I'm in favor of this preaching. There's a real possibility that these churches will actually preach the law. My only request would be to encourage these pastors to include and conclude these sermons with large portions of the gospel. There is, after all, a good chance these pastors may be preaching to sinners who are desperately in need of both law and gospel. There's not only a good chance, Dennis, there's a 100% chance that these pastors are going to be preaching to sinners who are desperately in need of law and gospel. I'm one of them. We're all sinners desperately in need of law and gospel. Whether pornography is our thing sin-wise or not, we're still in need. We're still desperate sinners in need of the gospel every single Sunday. And you're right. Is it going to be treated as sin? I heard in the interview that it was a problem and that it was a danger. A problem, not necessarily a sin. A danger, not necessarily disobedience. Problems have solutions. Dangers, you can avoid them. Sin has only one remedy, the Savior Jesus Christ. So if you're up there and you're talking with your NFL quarterbacks about the problem of pornography in society, the natural next step of the conversation would be to discuss solutions rather than saviors. Or the danger of pornography, the natural next step would be how to avoid the danger. Turn off your computer, put a filter on it, not saviors like Jesus Christ. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, way back in September, Issues Etc. did an interview with Dr. John Kleinig on pornography. Someone should send that interview to these churches for Porn Sunday. I agree. It's one of the most downloaded shows we've done. Jason says, legitimate concern, but it shouldn't replace a Sunday service. Or has porn become more important than Jesus? It would think about that. Jesus Sunday. Wouldn't that be a novel idea? I mean, talk about catching people's attention, scandalizing people. Of course, the culture isn't talking about Jesus, so maybe it's not relevant. The culture is talking about porn, so maybe we should be talking about it too. Again, are we going to be guided by the culture? And the culture, all the culture is going to tell us is that porn is a problem or a danger or a social ill or an industry or making too much money. That's all the culture is going to be able to tell us. The culture will never tell you that porn is a sin. It might even tell you that porn denigrates women. But it won't tell you that porn is a sin in need of forgiveness. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page for the last few questions. Facebook.com/issuesetc. I think there's several concerns here. First of all, why we would talk about this as a church. Should the church address the issue of pornography? Yes. The church should address the issue of pornography. One Sunday? Super Bowl Sunday? No. As often as it needs to be addressed. Should the church address this problem, this sin, because the culture has suddenly started paying attention to it? Because the spotlight of the culture is on pornography? No. Whether the culture thinks it's important, whether the culture thinks it's a problem, whether the world is discussing it or not is irrelevant. God's word already tells us. There's a commandment, you know, a whole commandment reserved to this sin about adultery and chastity and faithfulness to your spouse and faithfulness to God outside the bounds of marriage. We don't need the culture to tell us that this is a problem or important to talk about. We don't need the culture to tell us how big a problem it is. My other concern is that we would single out one sin as though one sin is common only to men or one sin is the man's biggest problem. It may be a big problem, but it's not my biggest problem. It actually isn't just one sin or any given sin. My biggest problem is, in fact, all my sins. And at the root of them, unbelief and a failure to fear, love, and trust God as I should. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, it's crept into movies, commercials, etc. Wow, somebody alert the media. Oh, wait, sounds to me like it's mainly a gimmick to draw people into the church building. Super Bowl Sunday is convenient. It's a marketing strategy like 2-for-1 coupons at the local grocery store, but getting them into the building isn't necessarily the same as preaching the gospel to them. Quite right. Darren in Garland, Texas says, I suppose they'll have to bring in some examples to play on PowerPoint slides. See that? That's really bad. You shouldn't be watching this. Let's look at another one. okay, maybe I'm being too cynical. Well, maybe you are. The real question is, when they get the men in, what are they going to preach to them? Are they going to preach sin and grace or problems and solutions? Are they going to preach sin and a Savior, Jesus Christ, dead for them on the cross for all their sins, including pornography and lust and adultery and all the other commandments that we violate, each of us violate all the time? Or, and the only answer to that is Jesus on the cross, perfectly obedient for you in life, death, and resurrection. Or are they going to preach danger and avoiding dangers? One would hope that when they get in there, it's the law that is preached against all sin. And the only answer, the only remedy to the accusations of our disobedience to God's law, which are right and true, is Christ's perfect obedience. One would hope that the cross gets preached on Porn Sunday, that it turns out not to be Porn Sunday, but Jesus Sunday, not only this one, but every Sunday to come. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Jennifer Roback Marsh about Barbara Bush's recent pro-same-sex marriage video. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.